This is the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Discover how to enhance your reputation as an attorney and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.
Hello, this is Richard Jacobs with the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast. I have a new technology that I'm going to be doing an interview with the lady who provides it shortly, but I wanted to give you a heads up and a hint. Her way of doing it's not the only game in town. There's another way that I've thought of, so I wanted to let you know. So this is not proven yet, but I think it's going to have some excellent promise. That is video chat. So as you know, on websites, you can do live chat, which is text. You can certainly call the law office, which is what we'd all prefer, because they're better leads. You can email in and become a lead, which is not nearly as good. But these are the two primary methods, or three primary methods right now, that prospects can reach you. How about video chat? So the lady I'm going to be talking to in a couple weeks, her service offers an ability for people to go to your website and click a start video chat button, choose a practice area or answer a question or two, and get connected with you, the attorney, or associate attorneys, or perhaps your secretary or admin, and do video chat. An alternative way that I thought to do this is if you have one Android phone and one iPhone on hand at the office, and you put those phone numbers on the website, and you make those dedicated lines where people can call in video chat. That's another way to do it. There's also a service called Zoom, zoom.us, where people can video chat and do even screen share. So if you need to show important documents, or they need to show them, you need to take pictures of someone's driver's license, or they need to take pictures of stuff. Let's say they're at the scene of an accident. They can call on video chat and show you the car or show you the scene. I mean, there's a lot of things that haven't even been conceived yet that will be possible. So your initial reaction to this idea may be, ugh, I don't want to do that. Or it may be, oh, this is the greatest thing since sliced bread. Just giving you my gut feel is that in my experience, whenever you can see someone and hear them and get to know them as a human being, it's far more effective than just, you know, text. So this is a podcast. You can't see me. It would be better, sure, if it was a video where you could see me and hear me, et cetera, instead of just hearing me. So there's trade-offs between all these things. You know, video, maybe it's not convenient. Maybe I'm sitting in my car doing the podcast instead of the office. So video serves me. Maybe I just don't look good that day. I don't want to do video. Who knows? Maybe I just don't like to sit in front of a computer all day, or I'm out and about, you know, I'm busy. You as the attorney may be back and forth to court or whatever, so you may not be able to be on video. But video, typically, if you can get someone on there, it's the best. You can see them, see their expressions, they can see you. You can get a feel for whether there's rapport or not. You know, nothing beats in person, face-to-face, of course, but video is a pretty good proxy. Audio, again, phone, we all know that. And then there's just animated text or live text, which is live chat. And then the weakest, crappiest form of all is just static text that's on a website. So these are all the different ways that you can interact with potential clients. But I want you to consider using video chat for your practice. Even if you don't answer the phone, you can have your admin come on video chat, and it'll make a better relationship with your clients to start with.
You've been listening to the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Call 888-225-8594 or email rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com to enhance your reputation and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.